Hare Krishna. To solve problems, first ensure that the problem solver is not a problem. Suppose a fire has broken out at a particular place, and then people call a firefighter. Call a firefighter. And the firefighter comes over there. Suppose the firefighter is one new or nervous or incompetent, and instead of using the hose to douse the fire, if the firefighter moves around in a frenzy and does things by which the fire gets aggravated, then that would be a disaster. You know, if the firefighter is nervous or the fire is new, the firefighter has to spend adequate time in training. Or if the firefighter is not sure of what to do, then instead of making things worse, the firefighter may need to consult. Maybe some more experienced firefighter, what should I do? Sometimes, otherwise the firefighter may make things worse. So, and the same principle applies to our problems that we face in our life. Now, in life, and the problems that come up are like a fire. Suddenly start blazing and we feel panicky. I have to solve this right now. And we may rush to the situation and we think, okay, maybe I'll do this to solve this problem. I'll do this to solve this problem. But sometimes our very actions, they may aggravate the problem. If we are impulsive, if we are rash, if we are hot-headed, if we may speak and do things which instead of solving the problem may aggravate the problem. So at that time, it is vital that we calm ourselves down. We may have to consult someone else so that the action that we are doing that is going to not aggravate the problem but mitigate the problem. In the start of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna faced a crisis. His crisis was that he had to fight in a fratricidal war against his own relatives, against his own loved ones, and especially his grandsire and his martial teacher. And when this happened, he just became overwhelmed. In the start of the Bhagavad Gita, in 1.30, it is said that nacha shaknomi avasthatum brahmati vacha me manaha nimittani cha pashyami viparitani keshava. So Arjuna tells Krishna, nacha shaknomi avasthatum, I'm just not able to stand here, Arjuna. Oh Krishna, brahmati vacha me manaha, my mind is reeling, I just can't focus. Nimittani cha pashyami, and I can see inauspiciousness everywhere. Viparitani keshava, I can see everything going wrong. What should I do in such a situation? So now Arjuna felt like just quitting, giving up the battle and going away from there. But given the fact that it was a war for establishing dharma, given the fact that the other side was already very adharmic and very aggressive, now his quitting at that time would have made things worse. He was feeling at that time that the way to solve the problem is to avoid the violence, avoid the bloodshed, just don't fight. But that would have actually made the things worse. Because the antisocial rulers would have further exploited people and that would have led to further bloodshed, further violence. So Arjuna did not act impulsively. Although he got those impulses which overwhelmed him, what did he do? His problem did not make him a problem aggravator. In order to become a problem solver, he consulted Krishna. He asked, as 2.7 it states that Arjuna surrendered to Krishna. Karpanya dosho pahata swabhava prichami tvam dharma sammoodha chetaha yashreyasya nishchitam bruhi tanme shishyaste ham shadhimam tvam prapannam. Oh Krishna, I surrender to you. Please tell me what is dharma. And in this way, we see that as the Bhagavad Gita flows, by the end of the Bhagavad Gita in 18.78, Arjuna is enlightened. Arjuna is enlivened. Arjuna is empowered. And he raises his bow and is ready to fight. So similarly, when we face problems, sometimes we may just feel, I will deal with this problem right now. I will do this, I have to do that. And we may put, spiritual things, let me go. Scripture, Bhagavad Gita, let me push it in the background. But no. We may sometimes, by acting in the mode of hyper-urgency, we may aggravate the problem. But if we take a break, calm ourselves down, illumine ourselves with Krishna's words of wisdom, then we will be like a firefighter who is going to act competently, not in a aggravate, in a way that aggravates this problem, but in a way that mitigates and eliminates the problem. So the spiritual wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita guides us, pacifies us, guides us, empowers us to solve the problems that we face in our life in the most foundational, efficacious, and transformational way. Thank you. Hare Krishna.